This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
She's canceling her book tour.
Governor Noem was scheduled to be on this program. She abruptly canceled.
She canceled.
Has the embattled governor had enough of the firestorm over killing her dog and Melania in hiding?
Is Stormy Daniels' steamy testimony too much for the former first lady?
So cringy and so tawdry and salacious.
Then, hotel tornado. Running for cover.
Insane, dude.
And a worm ate my brain.
The shocking revelation from presidential candidate RFK Jr.
Mr. Kennedy says a worm got into my brain and ate a portion of it.
Then the puppy abandoned in a parking lot.
Who would do such a thing?
This poor puppy is like chasing after the car. I was just in shock.
Plus, first Miss USA. Now, Miss Teen USA resigns.
What's going on behind the scenes?
Then, Kim Kardashian corset controversy. Kim! Was she struggling to breathe?
This is so tight.
Plus, the big surprise waiting for this guy at Costco. Why is he running into so many people who know him?
It doesn't make sense.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It's safe to say Governor Kristi Noem's book tour isn't going as planned. Ever since it was revealed that she'd written about fatally shooting her dog, she's been facing tough questions, even from the usually friendly conservative media. Well, now she's canceled a number of her upcoming appearances.
Embattled Governor Kristi Noem is cutting short her media tour following the uproar over her new book in which she reveals she shot her dog Cricket to death. Noem has been under fire from just about everyone, including fellow Republicans, since revealing in her book that she killed Cricket because she hated him and considered him untrainable.
Are you doing this to try to look tough?
She was bombarded with combative interviews, even on the friendly territory of Fox News.
This interview is ridiculous, what you were doing right now. So you need to stop.
Apparently, she's had enough because she just canceled an appearance on CNN's Inside Politics with Dana Bash at the last minute.
Governor Noem was scheduled to be on this program. Inside Politics today. Her team reached out to us weeks ago to book her here, and we reconfirmed earlier this week. She abruptly canceled last night.
She also canceled an interview with Fox News' Greg Gutfeld, who pulled no punches when he announced she wouldn't be appearing.
We were supposed to have Governor Kristi Noem on the show tonight, but she canceled. Her staff blamed bad weather. We go to some locals for reaction. When we asked her how her week had been going, she replied, rough.
The South Dakota governor was considered a leading candidate for Donald Trump's running mate before the cricket controversy erupted. Trump finally acknowledged Noem's problems on the campaign trail.
But she had a rough couple of days, I will say that.
A Republican group in Colorado ended up canceling a fundraiser which featured Noem after staff at the hotel where it was to be held received death threats. Other news today, after another night of terrifying storms, this is what it was like when a tornado hit at a Hamptons Inn in Oklahoma. Terrified guests had moments to take cover, and when you see the aftermath, you'll understand why they were panicked. Megan Alexander with more.
Imagine you're a hotel guest and you hear the screeching siren of a tornado warning. Suddenly, the lights go out. A tornado is here. Guests run for cover. Another guest is outside as the tornado roars in. Time to get indoors and fast. He flees for his life and dives behind the front desk as the tornado rips through.
Insane, dude.
Fast forward just 10 minutes.
So this is the south side of the hotel, knocked out by debris.
Look at the damage to the hotel.
Welcome to Oklahoma.
Power goes out. Loud noises, boom.
Matt Macedo shot the video at the Hampton Inn in Bartlesville, Oklahoma yesterday. He and other guests took shelter in a windowless utility room.
Were you terrified?
Honestly, the scariest thing for me was everybody rushing into the room. That was the closest it came to panic.
Check out this drone footage of the hotel when daylight broke. Planks are actually driven into a wall like spears. There's also a gaping hole. So much for a quiet night at a hotel.
And another wave of severe storms and possible flooding is being predicted for late today. 20 million people from Texas to Tennessee are in the high-risk zone. Wednesday is a day off for the Trump hush money trial, which is probably a good thing after yesterday's excruciatingly detailed testimony from Stormy Daniels. While her salacious account is making a lot of people squirm, some are wondering what it must be like for the former First Lady, Melania Trump. Stephen Fabian reports, for now, Mrs. Trump is nowhere to be seen.
Stormy Daniels is facing backlash today for her gripping but graphic testimony at the Trump hush money trial.
Yesterday's testimony was so cringy and so tawdry and salacious to me.
Did she go too far? Divulging the explicit details of her alleged one-night stand with Trump.
It's legally irrelevant. It shouldn't have been in there.
Her testimony that she and Trump had unprotected sex and that he told her that he and Melania don't even sleep in the same room has many asking today.
Oh, what's Melania thinking?
Melania has been laying low since the trial began. She hasn't been seen at Trump's side in weeks. Stephanie Grisham served as Melania's chief of staff.
I'm sure she's still thinking about, you know, you got yourself into this mess. I'm certainly not going to stick around and walk beside you and support you as you try to get out of it.
We already know how Melania feels about Stormy. Back in 2018, she ranted about the porn star in a phone conversation secretly recorded by her close friend Stephanie Winston Wolkoff. It was right after Melania learned that Stormy had a photo shoot with legendary photographer Annie Leibovitz for Vogue magazine.
Annie Leibovitz shot the porn hooker.
What do you mean she shot the porn hooker?
Stormy.
Shut the for what?
For Vogue.
Stormy chose a conservative look for her day in court, a black sweater with her hair tied up in a messy bun. Sketch artist Christine Cornell was in the courtroom. This is how she drew Stormy.
In this moment here, yeah, in the sketch, what are you trying to capture? What are you trying to depict?
Well, she was very animated, and she used her hands a lot, and they kind of fluttered around.
She was somebody who could hardly sit still for a second. She was trying to engage the jury. She would say something and then she'd go, you know, like, you get me?
Today, Stormy's friend, fellow adult film actress Alana Evans, is coming to her defense.
And I think Stormy painting the full story detail by detail of what happened needed to be done.
She was there at the golf tournament in Lake Tahoe 18 years ago when Stormy met Trump.
I heard the man on the phone with her that crazy night. And I think the more details that come out about what happened, the more that people are able to really understand and believe the truth.
Cross-examination of Stormy Daniels will continue when court resumes tomorrow. Political candidates often share details about their health, but no one has ever revealed what third-party presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. has. In a deposition 12 years ago, he says a worm in his brain ate part of his brain and then died. Les Trent has more.
As if the 2024 presidential race couldn't get any wackier, RFK Jr. now says a tapeworm ate part of his brain.
Yeah, this is a real story. Mark just said, is this a real story? It sure is. It just popped.
Kennedy says the tapeworm apparently came from undercooked pork he ate during a trip to Asia. Look at this magnified image of a tapeworm. Pretty terrifying. It even has teeth. He says it was discovered during a brain scan. There was an abnormality that was caused by a worm that got into my brain.
The larvae from the pork gets into the bloodstream and then can travel all over the body. Yes, including the brain.
The revelation about RFK's tapeworm was first reported today in the New York Times, which discovered a deposition the independent candidate for president gave during his 2012 divorce. Chef Ashton Keefe says the breaking RFK story is a reminder that all food needs to be thoroughly cooked.
Whenever you're cooking a raw meat, you want to go up to 145 degrees Fahrenheit because tapeworms can live in protein. The way to prevent that is making sure that you cook your pork to 145 degrees.
Kennedy also tells the New York Times he was diagnosed with high levels of mercury, 10 times higher than normal. The result, he says, of eating tuna and other fish high in mercury levels. I loved tuna fish sandwiches. I ate them all the time, he said. At the time of the deposition in 2012, Kennedy said, I have cognitive problems, clearly. I have short-term memory loss, and I have longer-term memory loss that affects me. Kennedy says he's now fully recovered. The 70-year-old has positioned himself as the fittest of candidates in the race.
Tapeworms are incredibly rare. Fewer than 1,000 people in the United States get them every year. Is there something ugly going on over at the Miss USA beauty pageant? Many former contestants are now expressing support for the reigning winner who just resigned Monday for mental health reasons. Now Miss Teen USA is also turning in her crown. And this may just be the beginning.
New Jersey!
Miss Teen USA is resigning. I find that my personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization, says 17-year-old Uma Sofia Srivastava, who represented New Jersey. The stunning revelation comes just 2 days after Miss USA, Noelia Voigt, declares she's giving back her crown, sharing a coded message, "I am silenced," on her announcement. Claudia Engelhart is the Miss USA organization's former social media director. She worked closely with both beauty queens. She quit the Miss USA organization 5 days ago.
This is a direct ramification of really bad management.
There are more signs of a major revolt against the Miss USA organization. Inside Edition obtained this statement of solidarity from the majority of last year's 50 contestants asking for Noelia to be released from her confidentiality agreement so she can speak out. We stand behind her. Our goal is to give Noelia her voice back.
I think not only myself, but the entire pageant community just kind of had their jaws on the floor.
I spoke to Miss USA 2014, Nia Sanchez, about the chaos at the Miss USA organization. She hosts a podcast, Hold My Crown.
I feel like there's so much more that needs to be found out. And I hope the best for both the title holders because they are incredible women that work so hard for their dreams to come true.
Both beauty queens developed a deep friendship during their reigns.
We're so excited.
Now, in a shocking twist, they're both giving back their crowns.
The Miss USA organization tells us they respect and support Miss Teen USA's decision to step down from her duties. We'll be right back.
Next, The puppy, abandoned in a parking lot.
Who would do such a thing?
This poor puppy is like chasing after the car. I was just in shock.
Then, Kim Kardashian corset controversy. Was she struggling to breathe?
This is so tight.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Take a look at this cute little face. In a million years, could you imagine anyone abandoning this dog? Well, somebody did. And as Lisa Guerrero reports, it was caught on tape.
It's a cruel act caught on camera. Someone abandons a poor little pooch. Heartbreaking surveillance footage shows the confused pup running after the car in a parking lot in Fresno, California. The dog chases after the vehicle as the driver takes off down the road. It's reminding many of this little guy who was abandoned on a busy street in Long Beach just 2 weeks ago.
The owner literally is leaving him. Look!
That heartbreaking video shows the pooch chasing the car for a mile. A witness records the dog catching up to the vehicle multiple times, but the dog is rejected by the uncaring driver. And now this, a dog abandoned in the parking lot. In this newest disturbing incident, a Good Samaritan saw the puppy running around looking lost and immediately approached the dog to bring her to safety.
She was just so happy. She was so sweet. She was like jumping up on me, and she was just so lovable.
This Good Samaritan says she was stunned when she later checked surveillance footage outside her office.
This poor puppy is like chasing after the car, and it was just, I was just in shock.
She shared the video on social media.
Good girl.
Here's what happened next. The German Shepherd pup was loaded into a crate and driven 2,600 miles by van from Fresno to North Carolina to her new home and owner. And here's the 10-week-old puppy today. She now has a new name, Phoenix.
When I saw her video, I truly connected with her and decided, come heck or high water, she would be ours.
Phoenix's new owner runs an animal rescue, and if you'd like to find out how you could help that organization, just come to InsideEdition.com. Now, imagine going over to Costco and running into practically everyone you know. Well, it happened to this guy, and something was going on.
Clint Blevins is a Costco super fan. He shops there at least once a week, always on the hunt for those plus-sized savings. But no previous Costco experience prepared him for this. While shopping at the Costco in Ringgold, Georgia, he ran into a bunch of his dearest friends.
We've seen everybody here. We've seen the Davidsons. We saw Adrian Tiffin. We've seen, no joke, like five people from the church that we've met.
Coincidence?
It doesn't make sense.
Is that his grandma? What's she doing here? Heading to the food court, Clint sees Costco's famous vanilla layer cake. The jig is up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yep, it's a surprise 27th birthday party arranged by wife Emma.
I was
was so confused as to why he wasn't catching on. We were running into people, and I thought surely, you know, the next person that we saw, he was going to be like, okay, this is not a coincidence. Like, this is planned. It's madness, but it's been so much fun.
Definitely a birthday to remember.
Still to come, Kim Kardashian corset controversy. Kim! Was she struggling to breathe?
This is so tight.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the corset dress that Kim Kardashian said was so tight she had trouble breathing and even talking. Others are having trouble figuring out why she even wore it.
Kim Kardashian is getting slammed over wearing that jaw-dropping corset. It was so tightly cinched around her waist, she looked physically uncomfortable.
That is not a healthy image to be projecting to American girls.
Some people wondered if she was having difficulty breathing. She even needed help getting up the stairs. Says the New York Times, Kim Kardashian stuns in breathtaking corset that leaves little room to breathe.
I feel so snatched, I won't even be able to communicate to you.
She says she actually had to take breathing lessons to wear the corset. On YouTube, women wearing corsets also take note of the breathing technique.
You might notice that you breathe more with the top of your lungs versus the middle and bottom, but you should be able to breathe just fine.
Inside Edition reporter Allison Hall tried on a corset just like Kim's. It also laces up the back.
This is so tight. It's honestly a little hard to breathe. Is it a good idea for women to wear corsets that are pulled so, so tight?
I can't say that it's a good idea because it will disrupt your digestion because you're cinching in so tight, putting so much pressure on your body, and you're also breathing really shallow.
Corsets are hardly new. Remember Gone with the Wind?
Just hold on and suck in.
And of course, Titanic. And now, Kim.
This was Kim Kardashian's 11th year attending the Met Gala. When we come back, a serious case of the spins. Finally today, oh baby.
Like toy, like baby. This youngster is spinning around just like the stuffed animal. And when the toy stops, so does baby. Then round two, off they both go. Now that's a spin class.
Somebody's going to be dizzy. That's Inside Edition. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.